We are SJU Radio, St. John's University. We have Philly's own in the building here tonight, D. Jones. And they, you're also known as Jonesy for the people that know you. How are you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. How you feeling, man?
Feeling all right. Welcome to the show. You're making some noise out here, not only in Philly, but in New York, which is really impressive for an artist. And something that I always like about you and the Philly rappers is that you always stay true to the sound, because we have a lot of New York rappers out here that try to sound like Southern rappers.
It's just based off what I like, what I grew up on, what I know. I feel like it's okay to experiment in other lanes as far as music, but don't never escape what you know.
It's exactly right.
Yeah, it always works better for you to like, in my opinion, just to do what feels best as far as like what you come from, the culture, how, like, don't try to change it up too much.
Yeah, you're right. Stay true to yourself. That's what's important. Because that's the thing in hip hop I always preach on my show, is that there's no individuality anymore. You got to be able to carve a lane out for yourself, make a name for yourself. Because if you're following a trend from another rapper, you're really not putting yourself in your own lane.
And they bolt over, your bolt over.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all get stuck together.
Yep.
Yeah, I try not to follow trends at all. Try to do my own thing, but stay current to what's going on.
Yep. That's important.
Yeah.
Have you been during the whole COVID-19 pandemic? Because I know you were on the Dave East tour and doing a lot of shows, and that stopped everything.
At first, it was like real confusing, trying to just figure out as an artist what's next. Like, all right, I was just touring. Now it's no touring. It's no shows. What's next? Like, do I just put music out? Do I not put music out because I can't recoup off it the way I want? It's like me and my team just got together and just decided like we're just gonna keep going. Just keep going. Like right now is the time where if no other time, they're going to listen. And it worked. We dropped, we came off the tour, we came off the Flex Freestyle, and we just used that energy and we dropped What Up Jonesy. And then we went back in and dropped the Deluxe.
Yep.
Pushing, keeping it busy.
It's doing well too. It's getting play everywhere.
Yeah. More and more records are popping up on playlists. And that's important.
Yep.
Pretty important. So if you got a playlist, or you guys out there got a playlist,
we got one.
Make sure they add a Jonesy record.
Yep. It's in the rotation, man, up here. I got it in. I connected with you because I remember you from the Dave East freestyle, because we had Dave East. I had Dave East on my show when he dropped Survival. And everyone always goes in the back and watches the freestyle, especially the Funk Flex freestyles. And we saw that you were on. I had Rich Rhymer on there. Dave East is really helping other rappers out, not just in New York, but as an example here with Philly. He's helping you guys out too. And that's important. And just not staying in your own lane. And from Harlem and New York, he's branching out in different areas.
Yeah.
I know you've known Dave East for a while. You've known him before music.
Yeah. That's been my friend through Freaky Malik Carter. That's where our connection came from. Those two were like family and brothers, and we were family too. Family is family. So before like East was like rapping, he was playing ball. Philly was doing the DVD thing, and I was one of the guys running the like forefront of that. And he was just like, "Yo, I'm doing music now." I'm like, "Let's get it." And it just played out how it played out.
Yep. That's crazy. Isn't it crazy watching him grow? Because you saw him when he's just like, "I'm going to start rapping." And now he's a superstar out in New York.
I tell him all the time, like, "Yo, this shit is crazy, bro." Like, it's hard to explain. It's like, "Yo, I'm proud of you." Like, and I still want you to do, like, I feel like when you tell somebody you're proud of, it's like, "All right, that's far as you got." It's like, no, like, I'm just proud of what you've done so far. Like, keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's vice versa. Like, it'd be vice versa. he'd call me like, yo, that was crazy. Seen a billboard or good show. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it'd just be the love, brotherly love.
And how was the tour? Because I heard that on the tour, the people were cheering for you out there. Yeah, I also had some other big headliners on that tour. And what was that experience like for you?
That was dope. That was one of the coolest moments of rap I've had so far. Like, sold out show, and just for them to be like, Jones, like the chant still go on. I was like, all right, just all right, okay, okay. They understand what I'm doing. Okay, we got it together now. We got it together. Yeah.
What was your favorite song to perform while you were on the tour?
No Hook.
No Hook.
It's just bars. It's like probably like 2-3 minutes of just bars. And it's the beat got a sample. This lady, she's wailing away on the, oh, it's so, the light, everybody, the phone lights, it's like, it's so hip-hop. It's like, yeah, that's my favorite record to do on the tour.
You mentioned the phone lights. You see that on the What Up Jonesy deluxe album, regular album. You see it on there as the picture. Is that when you were on that tour?
Yeah, that was Paris. I think that was a picture from Paris. Yeah, that was Paris.
How was it out in Paris?
That was my first time being there, and it was surprisingly, like, so much love. Like, I'm like, whoa. Like, they love hip-hop. Europe loves hip-hop differently. Like, I see how artists go to Europe and get stuck. Like,
yeah.
See how it happens. Like,
and they like hip hop. They don't like that microwave stuff that we see all over the blogs and the social media apps. They like hip hop bars.
They want to hear the bars. They want the pain, little flow. They want the beat. They want hip hop. And I gave them hip hop, and they gave me love. So shout out to Europe. Shout out to Paris.
I have an interesting question from you, since you were out there and you performed and you could feel that energy and you actually understand what the real hip hop is about. How come it's not as appreciated over here as it is over in Europe?
I think because of the influence that like social media has here. So, to me, it seems like people don't become fans of you no more. They become followers of you.
Mm.
Whereas though, like, back in the day, a person could have, like, drop an album and it sells good numbers and a fan don't know nothing about his life. Now it's like, you can't do numbers unless we're all the way in tune with your life before we even like your music. We have to like your life, like show us into your life, like all the way. And I think that's the separation over there. It's like, let me hear it. Like, everything I want to know about you, I should be able to hear. And I think we lost that over here because of the microwave era. It's like, right now, it's hot right now, I'll take it. People don't have fans no more, they got followers. So that's why I feel like once they record or they moment burn out, it's quiet for them because your followers unfollowed you. They're following. Like, they're not fans. Your fans is like, no, we want more. We don't care what they say. Like, so, like, if you're an artist that can get fans over followers, I feel like you can win. And that's what they do over there, I think. I think in Europe, it's more fans over followers.
Mm. I think you have more fans and followers because people that comment all over the interviews that you've done on the internet or on your social media posts, they know the freestyles that you've done back in the day and everything. They know your life. So they followed your whole journey to now, and now you're only growing from there.
Right. Right. It blows my mind every day just to know like why it's working. Cause the way I took it was like so old school, like, I don't want it to be that. I don't want a follower. I want fans. Like,
you want fans, yeah.
I want it to be appreciated. Like, my music is my life, and it didn't happen in 2 months. So don't let this record burn out in 2 months. Go back to it like we go back to old Hov records, old Kiss records, Nas records. Like, go back to my music. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's all about, with me, it's definitely about wanting fans and not followers. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah. You're getting there. You're getting there because you're getting a lot of attention. Like I said before, not only your local area is getting spins and you're getting the out of town love. And how's that feel just to be able to branch out where people in New York have you in the rotation and Funk Flex even supports you?
That's one of the coolest parts, to be away from home and still get that love. Like that always feels like, that's a great feeling. Like, it just all lets you make you feel like it's working. Like, it's like I'm a little goal person. Like,
yeah,
I'm a little goal person. I'll set 10 little goals and knock those off before most people get halfway to their one big goal. And I'll feel great about that. And I'll set 10 more little ones and knock those off. Like, so all these be like goals. Like, it was a goal of mine to do more interacting with DJs. And so this is a goal. This is a step. All right, bet. This isn't a great, like, you know what I'm saying? The little goals, I feel like, is what makes the long run of a career. I don't want to just be a rapper that had a tape. I want to be able to say, yo, I had a career. Like,
yeah. Yeah. We're getting a little background about yourself growing up in Philly and what made you really want to become a rapper.
The area I came up in, it was heavily flooded with artists, hot artists. And I just wanted in. I loved rap. I can say I don't not remember a rap song. Like, I not remember not knowing a rap record. Like, so it just was something that was always, just was into it. The stories, the music. I don't know, it was just something about it.
You like Biggie, you like The Lox, you like Mace. I know you were a big Mace guy. I heard about that.
I was heavy. Mace was my favorite rapper for a while. Big was my favorite rapper of all time. I had a next door neighbor. He used to play Ready to Die so loud, so much. Choice, like the walls were thin at the crib. So it was like, I'm here, like I hear it. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, and I just was turned off. And I just knew, like, all right, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be here.
That's a great album. Suicidal Thoughts, Ready to Die, the self-titled song, Machine Gun Funk.
Yo, that might be one of, if you ask me, that might be the greatest hip-hop album ever.
Ooh, that's I accept that because a lot of hip-hop heads, you know what they say. They say Illmatic.
See? I can't give it to Illmatic more than I can give it to Ready to Die. Like, I wasn't there for Illmatic as much as I heard the Ready to Die. It's a, how about it says, like a nostalgic moment.
Yeah.
Like, that the whole thing is like, I remember how I heard it, where it came from. I think Illmatic, one of the drums, like, yo, you gotta hear this drum. We just listen. Oh yeah, no, this is fire. But I already was hearing what I was hearing.
And Ready to Die was your number one
album? Yeah, Ready to Die is my number one album. Funny, my number two album is Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come.
People say, how the hell is that? Just, I don't know.
Jay-Z's Kingdom Come.
Yeah, I feel like that was his most honest album before he crossed over to adult Jay-Z. Like,
yeah.
I'm too grown to talk about certain stuff, Jay-Z. That was his most honest album. Like,
why do you think that album gets the most criticism when people say, oh, what's a whack Jay-Z album? Why does everyone go to Kingdom Come, you think?
I don't know. Because that's that's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, how? 30s to new 20s. Beach Chair. It's great. Man, it's great records on that, man. Great records on it, Max.
Yep, definitely. You already know that. How do you feel about the criticism that Mace received and they called it the shiny suit era?
I can see this. I mean, it's not for me, but people...
Everything new gets criticized.
Yep.
Everything new gets criticized. But everybody changed it up after that.
They did.
Hip-hop went from hoodies and baggy clothes and rough to...
The skinny jeans now.
Little, the clothes is getting a little fitted. And
the skinny jeans, you got to dye your hair.
Jeans skinny. Hair getting dyed. Hip-hop is... It turned.
It definitely did turn, man. What was the main inspiration for your album, What Up Jonesy? I think it was an album that you put out for your fans to get to know who you are.
You're a genius.
Yeah?
Me and the team was sitting around just trying to figure out, like, all right, what's the next plan? The tour is shut down. We need a plan. We need something to work right now. I was in the stew. I was recording. Like, yo, let's just start dropping records. I'm like, no, let's put out a little small EP, a few records. I think we put 6 records. And I put that out. And then I got so much response. Like, no, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. The tape was fire. It's too short. All right, bet. I went back in and just start making more records. And the new records, I was going to just go new records, put a few more in there, a whole new tape. Then I'm like, no, I'm going to take this time. I'm going to really, like, get them the records that best describe me. So they know from here on out the vibe they have to, like, expect from me. When I, like, when you know it's a Jonesy tape or a Jonesy record or Jonesy's at the show, or I want you to know this is the energy. Like, it's clean. It's real. Like it's raw. Like, I want you to know, like, that's the energy.
Yep. You definitely set it off, even with the first track, Life's a Gamble. You set it off right.
That's one of my favorite records. Life's a Gamble, really one of my favorite records. I just was trying to paint that picture.
Of, it was hard.
Taking the chances. Take some chances. Life works when you take chances. That's my whole thing. Take chances.
Taking chances is important. A lot of people don't take chances.